It was 10 in the morning. The TV was on full blast. My dad on a red leather couch that always smelled like a soccer mom's car. When my dad turns to me and says, "Do you feel the need?" As I look up to the TV and saw in big bold letters, "Top Gun." Immediately, I turned my attention to the TV as Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone blasted from the speakers, and I felt my adrenaline pump. I found myself doing barrel rolls, locking onto enemy aircrafts. I could not believe what was going on. This is the most American thing I've ever seen in my life, except that it wasn't in English. For a long time, I couldn't stop talking about it. Days and nights, I wanted to feel my adrenaline pump and hear the whistling of the air when you went up into the sky. However, that stopped when my dad said, "Come back to reality." Me being a curious child, I would go around researching everything that had to do with Top Gun. Then I came across the laughingstock of the Army, the Air Force. Until 1947, the Air Force didn't have a branch, but soldiers brought the fight to the air before the Air Force started. In World War I, they were mostly used for spying and overwatch on enemies. Blimps, planes, and air balloons were the main things used in World War I, but in World War II, people started using them for bombing and to fight other aircrafts. However, even though the fight was going to the air, the troops in the Air Force went down, and this is where Top Gun comes into play. Top Gun has been known as a recruiting movie. Who wouldn't want to be flying in the air and make out to Berlin's Take My Breath Away playing on the screen? Well, apparently, it worked, and the United States Air Force got a lot of recruits. However, this is not the first time the Air Force needed recruiting. The swift demobilization of post-war period sharply reduced the strength of the AAF to about 300,000 officers and men by June 1947. The U.S. Air Force started recruiting for the Cold War. This is where the U.S. Air Force had a major role. Conventional American air played a power and important support role in both Korean and Vietnam Wars and was the decisive factor in the Allied victory over Iraq in the Persian Gulf War. Then as I got older, I looked into piloting schools. This included Embry-Riddle, Texas Laterno, and ASU. However, as I looked at the schools, I focused more on the requirements. The United States Air Force had a specific requirement for people wanting to pilot. This includes 20 to 30 vision, uncorrected. Then, my junior high self got discouraged as a doctor measured my height and said 5'4". The height range is supposed to be 74 to 77 inches. In 8th grade, I went to 5'8 and started getting my body ready with football and specific exercises needed to pass a physical test. Then me and my dad sat down one day, this time with a red leather chair that smelled new, as Top Gun played, and he laughed, and I said, "I feel the need for speed."